Right Reverend Emmanuel Muriamodi, Bishop of Kajikeji Diocese of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan, says he had gone for a pastoral mission to Lire Parish on Sunday when the attack occurred. Bishop Muria says the armed men, one of whom wore a military uniform, beat up villagers, forcing them to flee to a nearby church where a Sunday service was ongoing.
Suddenly, when we were in the church singing, then a group of armed people intervened, came in and chased a person. And the people outside who were preparing meal, they ran into the church. So these people came well-armed, about four of them. Three of them. And then one of them has a uniform, military uniform. So we discovered that these are a group of people who have come to loot two shops. So they have looted those shops, all the properties were taken, and the other one, 108,000 South Sudanese pounds was also looted.
Moria says when he walked outside, an armed man cocked his gun and wanted to shoot him, but he talked to him in a firm voice and convinced him to stop. He says the gunmen then ran to a nearby village where they beat up people with sticks and pangas and looted more homes.
They went and loot somebody. They took 18,000 and then vandalized things inside there. The other family, the owner is a widow. The husband has died, and they took also two solars of that lady, batteries and the inverters. They moved to the third family where they were. They also took blankets, clothing, and other things. And then the fourth family, they also went, and then they took solars and batteries, and they were about to rape a lady of 14 years, but this lady ran.
Moria says when the gunmen left, he immediately called the military command in Kajikeji, who arrived with a military force at the church compound within minutes. He says no one was apprehended after the soldiers went to the village to hunt for the attackers, but he is happy the cattle keepers were ordered to leave.
They reached to amicable solution resolution, and he urged these people to leave immediately today, 5th of June. And indeed, this morning, we hear this, the sound of animals moving, and I was told, when I called the chief, I was told that they have already left. So this was the situation. It was very terrible, and it causes a lot of panic to the people of Kajikeji.
Muria says the Kajikeji community are mostly farmers and should be respected the same way that they respect other people's land. He says people should realize that areas like Kajikeji can grow vegetables and other foodstuffs which can be sold in Bor and other areas, while cattle keepers in Bor can produce milk and meat and sell those items to farming communities. Muria urges church leaders in Bor to continue preaching peace to the people in Bor so that armed men from that community stop attacking other people. Military spokesperson Brigadier General Lul Rai Kong says he is not aware of the incident at Kajikeji, but says he will contact commanders on the ground to determine what happened. For VOA News, I am Winnie Sereno in Juba.